The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, November 10, 2021. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez summoned for today, Wednesday, the diplomatic corps accredited in Havana. According to the official website of the Foreign Ministry, Cuba Minrex, the meeting began at 11 local time and was broadcast live on Cuba Visión Internacional, Canal Caribe, Radio Rebelde, and Radio Habana Cuba. Cuba reported 413 positive cases of COVID-19 this Wednesday, 54 less than the previous day, and 4 deaths associated with the pandemic, with which it maintained 2 months of control of the disease. The medical institutions granted 552 discharges, and with that figure, the Caribbean island accumulates 946,615 recovered patients. 2,386 people remain admitted, of which 2,316 with stable clinical evolution. While in intensive care, 70 citizens are treated, 20 critics, and 50 seriously ill, added the Ministry of Health. The Cuban Minister of Health, Jose Angel Portal, urged the day before to multiply the responsibility in the new moment of the country with the resumption of many daily activities that had been stopped long ago. The president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, highlighted the position of artists who condemned the attempts to subvert the political order of the nation based on an alleged demonstration and other provocations. In his official Twitter account, the president pointed out how these people do not allow themselves to be manipulated and assured that the march is a counter-revolutionary provocation. Kenneth Fowler, a member of the Hermano Saiz Association, told the local newspaper Grama that the march called for November 15, which the authorities here denied, is illegal. It is a manipulative action that is seeking to take elements of popular sentiment and transmute them into anti-government attitudes, imaginations, and positions, thus ignoring all existing democratic instances, he explained. And in the international agenda, we have that several former Latin American presidents and more than 200 prominent figures from several countries made public on Wednesday a letter in which they ask U.S. President Joe Biden to end the blockade against Cuba. Dilma Rousseff, Rafael Correa, José Manuel Zelaya, and Ernesto Samper, as well as a long list of writers, politicians, artists, jurists, among others, signed a petition to the U.S. government so that it ceases the inhuman blockade against Cuba and stops its attempts to destabilize the island. The signatories recalled that for more than 60 years, Washington has maintained a regime of sanctions against Cuba, and in the 90s of the last century, it issued a series of laws that tightened it even more, trying to close the possibilities to purchase food and seeking to crush its people with hunger. Meanwhile, the Bolivian government extended vaccination against COVID-19 to adolescents between the ages of 12 and 17 in order to promote a safe return of students to classrooms, news media reported. The Ministry of Health and Sports, through an instruction manual sent to the 9 departmental health services of the country, enabled immunization for this age group with a vaccine from the Pfizer laboratory. According to the head of the sector, Jason Ousa, scientific studies support that Pfizer is safe for the group to be immunized, and that is why its vaccination was ordered as of this Tuesday, reported the newspaper Now the People. From his Twitter account, Bolivian President Luis Arce kicked off this process for adolescents and emphasized that there is nothing more important than the health of the population. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.